MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, July 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is building a new multi-million dollar state-of-the-art new warehouse out in Minnesota. His media person contacted me and said, Randy, we need to sell all the old inventory in the old warehouse immediately. They're looking to be done the end of August, possibly right after Labor Day in September. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items they want to clear out of the warehouse. This is very simple. Go to MyPillow.com. You have to get a new MyPillow 2.0, one for you, one for the wife. Get a couple of sets of the Giza Dream Sheets. We love them. So soft, keep you cool. And at least one set of the bath towels. The set of six, bath towel, smaller towel, hand towel, washcloths. Get a couple of sets, different colors. Put them in the cart, go to checkout. When you go to checkout, see how much it is, $300, $400, $500, $600. Go to the promo code box and put in Trucker Randy, one word, no space. Upper, lower, doesn't matter. Trucker Randy, one word. Hit apply. You'll see how much of a discount you get. Over $100 free shipping. We need to get rid of this inventory so that they don't have to move it into the new warehouse in September. Unbelievable discounts. Again, MyPillow.com. Put in the promo code Trucker Randy. Get your products today. We need to clean it out as soon as possible. Now, if you can't go online, there is an 800 number. Very simply, text me MP. MyPillow. And I'll text you the 800 number along with the website and the promo code. We need to do this, people. We love the products. Took a shower today. The towels are amazing. How absorbent, so thick. Love them. By the way, when you get them out of the packaging. They're compressed, vacuum sealed, basically shrunk down. Wash the towels immediately. Fluff them up. Man, they're unbelievable. Couple of people during the break, Dean in India River, Kathy listening on Drummond Island, had me text them candidates. The text message that I have under candidates, as soon as you text me candidates, I click on your text, it auto replies back with this message. I have personally endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. And Josh Saul for the 1st Congressional District, U.S. House of Representatives. Lansing State Representatives, if I lived in these House districts, are the candidates I would vote for. In the 103rd, Katie Niss, K-N-I-S-S. In the 105th, Christian Marcus. The 106th is Todd Smallenberg. The 107th is Neil Friske. Signed, Trucker Randy Bishop, yourdefendingfathers.com. Please share this text message with everyone you know. Thank you. If you want to forward that to your friends, just text me candidates and I'll hit reply. Ralph and Sandy Pruder are coming to the debate on Gaylord on Thursday. Sandy's asked me for a Doc Sherry and Josh Saul sign. Yes, I'll put them aside. Just come up and see me, and I'll give them to you there at the debate. Patriot Pat, not in our listening area, but he's stepping up to the plate. Got him to run for Fenton Township Board of Trustees down in Genesee County. Thank you, Pat. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Folks, do you know how many of our listeners are running for office? I don't know of any other radio show in the state of Michigan that has so many listeners running for elected office. Dar Olson, Inverness Township Clerk. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Phyllis Risden down in Livingston, she got 40 Dr. Sherry signs down here in Washtenaw County yesterday. She's running for county commissioner. She texted me a picture of her sign. Phyllis, R-I-S-D-O-N, for County Commissioner, District 1. You know, the thing of it is, when we get elected in these various districts around the state of Michigan, because of you guys listening to the show, because of you guys being constitutional, patriot candidates, and then elected officials, we're going to make a difference. We're going to hold these board of commissioners accountable. Clerks are going to clean up the qualified voter files. Victoria Bishop in Antrim County, Timothy Jacobs in Mount Morenci, Darren Darga in Presqu'ile County. When we get elected, we are going to have an impact. When I say we, I mean we, because we're a radio family. We do this together. I just happen to be the conduit to get you guys the information so that you can go back to your local communities, your counties, your townships, your cities, your villages, and educate the people. Now, I do have a warning. I do have a warning for you guys. Once you get elected, including my wife, Victoria Bishop, I'm going to hold you guys accountable. See, we're friends, we're radio family, but once you become an elected official, I have to hold you accountable. I will expect you to do what we asked you to do when you campaigned, what you promised the people to do. And I know you all will do this. I'm not worried about it. See, it's not like certain state representatives that we currently have in office, like Ken Borton and Cam Cavett. When we send you to Lansing, we know that you guys will do the right thing. Hey, how many times were you on my show, Todd Smallenberg? How many times were you on my show, Christian Marcus? How many times were you on my show, Neil Frisky? When you said you were going to do something like Neil Frisky's done, gone down there and got a most conservative, 100% conservative rating from the American Conservative Union, that's what we expect. And I know you guys will deliver. I'm not going to have you on the show and ring me a new butt for some stupid bill you introduced or a vote you took, because you already know. And once you get elected, your values, your principles aren't going to change just because you go down to the swamp in Lansing or Washington, D.C. See, that's why I'm supporting Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for Senate and Josh Saul for Congress. I know that when they go there, they're going to do what they promised. It's who they are as a people. They're not a career politician like Bergman, John DeMoose, Cam Cavett, the wannabe fake Fairburn. More hit pieces coming. What did Pastor Chatfield say on Friday's show? Republicans, don't attack fellow Republicans. As a matter of fact, if I see you doing it, I'm voting for the other guy. Well, guess what, Pastor Chatfield? Those hit pieces are coming. Why? Absentee ballots are out. 9 days of early voting has already begun. Can't believe they're basically violating state election laws. It's supposed to start July 27th. This Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, sent out a directive to clerks. It's okay to go ahead and start early voting at your township, your village. Basically, anything goes right now in this election. That's what this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is doing. Why? Because they know they're going to lose the House. When it's over on November 5th, I'm predicting 58-52, Republicans to Democrats. They're going to lose the majority. We will have a new Speaker of the House, Republican, for Gretchen Whitmer to deal with for the last 2 years of her governorship. She's not going to be happy. Too bad, so sad, sucks to be you, a lame duck governor, the last 2 years of your governorship. But seriously, Gretchen, you really don't care about the state of Michigan. You're already looking at Washington, D.C. She will be at the Democrat National Convention, her and Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, looking to replace Biden. His numbers are tanking so badly, folks, it's not even funny. And what the Democrats are afraid of is he's going to take the down ticket candidates with him. People are fed up. Independents, libertarians. Have you seen the poll numbers? Black Americans, their support for Donald Trump over Biden, it's up 300 to 400% from what it was in 2020. Latinas, up 500%. Five times as many of them are voting for Trump this year versus Biden. They got to do something. The question is going to be who? Who is going to be the candidate that they pull the rug out from underneath Biden, since he's already basically politically dead? I saw a meme over the weekend. Remember the movie Weekends at Bernie? Yeah, it had Biden's face on with the glasses, propped up by Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer. Both of them publicly came out making statements of support for their dead candidate. Politically dead. George Stephanopoulos did a one-on-one 20-minute interview with him for ABC News. Biden blew that one too. It was almost as bad as the debate with Donald Trump. Almost. I mean, he did everything he could to tee him up. Even tried to give him the answers in the questions. Biden still dropped the ball. We'll get to your text messages. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages. I got a meme sent to me. A big, huge billboard sign in Wisconsin. On the left is Kamala Harris. On the right is Joe Biden. Underneath that, it says, dumb and dumber. Some people are actually talking about the vice president at the convention will be stepping up to take on the nomination away from Joe Biden and be their candidate. Please, 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 Democrats going to your national convention, please do that. It will absolutely make our day if Kamala Harris is your candidate to run against Donald Trump in November. You think the numbers are bad against Biden? They're even worse against Kamala Harris. Folks, this is lining up to be an Electoral College landslide. They think it's going to be tight. No, it's not going to be tight. The people who are basically paying through the nose through this administration and their Democrat agenda policies are not going to vote for the Democrats in November. Remember the bald political consultant from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, James Carville, advisor to Bill Clinton? It's all about the economy, stupid. Gas prices, food prices, car insurance, electric bills. Cost of living has gone through the roof under Biden, and guess what? The people have had it. Forget the fact that Donald Trump, a businessman who got rid of most of the regulations, lowered the taxes for corporations and individuals, stock market started booming under his policies. Drill, baby, drill. Frack, baby, frack. Day one, we'll contact Canada, Keystone, and open up the pipeline again. The drilling on federal lands, where we become an energy exporter again under Donald Trump. Gasoline down to $1.75 a gallon. Diesel, $1.50. It's coming, people. It's coming. And for those of you that are worried about the machines, don't worry about it. Donald Trump's speech says it all. Too big to rig. The turnout, this is going to be the largest turnout in the history of the United States when it comes for voting. Churches, they're getting their people out. Homeschoolers, you hunters out there, you're voting this year. This is way, way too important for the direction of our country. And when Donald Trump, day one, gets back into office and basically undoes all of Biden's executive orders, starts making phone calls to Putin, get the hell out of Ukraine. Right now, this war is over. China, make my day. Try to take over Taiwan. Please, please try it. The things that this guy is going to do, he's on a mission. You know, the news people went crazy when he said the best revenge is going to be winning. That's what he's going to do. Businesses will win. Small businesses, mom and pa operations, the economy, energy exporter, where we're going to have the cheapest energy we've had in a long time. Things are going to change immediately. And they know it. They know that he's going to win and absolutely undo everything that Biden and Whitmer and Gavin Newsom have tried to force on us. Donald Trump hates electric vehicles. Absolutely hates them. And when you've got gasoline at $1.75 a gallon, who the heck's going to buy an electric vehicle with the electric rates we now have? It's not going to happen. That industry is going to be a dinosaur. Mark my words, electric vehicles in 10 years will be gone. Nobody can afford them. Nobody will buy one here in northern Michigan. Seriously, 6 months out of the year, the temperatures we have, the batteries drop by 50% their capacity as soon as it gets below 20 degrees. It's physics. It's chemistry. There is no way we're buying electric vehicles in northern Michigan. Sorry, Gretchen, not going to do it. I've said all along, unless you're south of I-40, they don't work. Florida, yes. Texas, absolutely. Arizona, Southern California, all day long. Not in northern Michigan. That's it for this hour. Top of the hour news. Missy's back. We're going to talk to her about you and how you can get healthier this summer. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to